In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The introit of today's Mass says, O God, when thou didst go forth in the sight of thy people, making a passage for them, dwelling among them, the earth was moved and the heavens dropped. This Ember Day Mass of Pentecost reminds us and tells us how God, through His Holy Ghost, protects His church and protects those children of His who are in want or in any emergency or any need of consolation or help. I'll tell you today about a very concrete example how Holy Ghost worked among the poor and oppressed people. In medieval times, in life in the rural areas and in cities was very harsh. They didn't have the comfortable things and luxuries as we do, and of which we should always be grateful. But in Europe, there really wasn't even any hospitals. And there was always a question, how should all those poor people and people in want and in need should be taken care of? To provide for their lesser and unfortunate subject, the emperors of Europe eventually decreed that in every cathedral and prominent church of their kingdom, there should be attached a realm, which was called a hotel or hospice. In our days, when we think of hotel, we think about very fine place with all the comfortable things and some place where you go to spend nice time and relax, or where you stay during vacation. But these hotels of the Middle Ages were of another kind. They were places of charity where poor people could really see how the Holy Ghost works through the church, taking care of them and providing shelter for them. Because they were always attached to the church, they had a beautiful name, Hotels of God. And a hotel of God was what we nowadays call a hospital or hospice, where people who needed care and attention were sent. Things got really bad in the 14th century Europe, when all the diseases and wars, and especially in France, the 14th century was the time of great tribulation. One of the sons of the king noticed how people suffered through the bad things happened during the war. So he erected and established a special society, or which is called a pious league, to take care of all the orphans, those small children who were left without the parents because of wars. And this league was put under the protection of the Holy Ghost. One of the titles of Holy Ghost is the Father of the Poor. So this society was erected to take care of the poor. And eventually the bishop gave his blessing to this society, and this was officially recognized as the worker of the Holy Ghost to take care of the poor. eventually this hotel, or really a hospital, was made its own very big building, and it stayed in France for centuries. The Hospital of the Holy Ghost was meant for all the less fortunate members of society, but it was from the beginning especially dedicated to take care of orphan children. These children, who had no parents, were put this Hospital of the Holy Ghost, and there they were given education and taught an occupation for themselves. Because the children were poor, the hospital itself paid an amount of money necessary to train every boy into some occupation, or if the boys had shown signs of priestly vocation, the hospital sent them to study to seminary. And also with the girls, the small girls stayed in this hospital until they came to the age that they could be given to the marriage. And as the hospital offered a payment for the education of boys, they also donated some money for a dowry for those girls who were meant to be married. And as with boys, many of those girls also embraced the religious state and became nuns. In average, this great hospital of God in France numbered about 200 children at the time. It became widely known, and everyone was impressed by the great charitable work it did. And of course, people donated lots of effort and work to making this hospital work. But because of its grand title, the Hospital of the Holy Ghost, people never forgot that in truth, the true Father of the poor and true Comforter and the true Consolator of those in need is always God Himself. And when God is also your Comforter, He is your Consolator, and He is your Helper, you have nothing to fear in life. Even if you should face difficulties or persecutions or any kind of minor difficulties, you have always in you Holy Ghost, the Comforter, given in the sacrament of confirmation. With God on your side, your life is a success, and your life will always be locked in value in the eyes of God. Him seeing the Holy Ghost in you cannot but give you love and comfort, and surely with all this love and comfort, you also must and you will gladly show God all the love and attention He deserves. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.